for an adult audience. Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Love Line. I'm Adam. Who thought that show would never start? That's Dr. Drew. Phone number.
I'm a little concerned before you go on that, that we've now established a precedent.
Which is what?
That you've actually made it in as the show is starting, and I can now expect you every night at this moment.
No,
You did it. You got it perfect.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. No, Josh Molina's here tonight, by the way, from the West Wing. And
I've been here for minutes.
Oh.
I came in a little earlier.
Oh, yeah, you didn't know. I guess we should have given his publicist a heads up. When you hear the music, that's when you walk in.
Yeah.
No, that's when you get in the shower. Yeah. That's how we work it around here. Josh, just to act as a witness for the crowd, when did I show up to this show?
17 seconds ago.
yeah, about that.
Yeah, that's right.
Josh is not only on the West Wing, but doing the Celebrity Poker Showdown as a producer.
That is correct.
Executive producer. Now, the show's been, Sarah Silverman, dear friend, did it, and... Is poker and then it was a big deal, this big poker tournament that they had just a few months back, and it seems like
poker's
poker's been around for 300-500 years, 1,000 years, I don't know how long it's been, but it got hot in the last 6 to 8
it's
months.
It's hot. Mm-hmm. Like UGG boots.
Right.
Yes.
Also
right.
been around
it's,
since medieval times, but
it's UGG
lately.
Yeah. Actually,
we're rediscovering the classics.
Yeah,
and I was starting to think, and it's become all you got to do is get a couple of hip people to do it, and you're in. Remember, it just struck me like about 6-7 years ago, cigars. All of a sudden, there's hot chicks and Schwarzenegger and Stallone. And everyone's smoking a cigar.
That was about a year and a half that lasted.
It was just like pow, cigar.
Mm-hmm.
But.
I'm hoping that we'll have more staying power than the cigar.
Well,
so to speak.
All right,
it all
so,
come together, cigar and poker.
Well, it's That's smart. True. It's a good idea for showing that most celebrities I know love to gamble, love to play cards, love to compete that way. They're not. They don't like to go out and play a highlight or rugby or anything, but they do like to sit around and throw the cards around. And for years, there's been a lot of these games floating around town anyway. There's a lot of John Favreau and Sarah Silverman and Jimmy Kimmel plays in them. Everyone but me, really. But they all, you know why I don't get to play in them, Drew?
You're not cool.
Yeah, but you know why
Besides
I also
that, yeah.
Because they all take place right now.
Right.
They all start up about 10, 20, 10, 30, and they start ramping
that
down about the time I get there.
Yeah.
Someone said, what time should we play cards? I don't know. What time's Carolla on the air?
That's it.
All right, we'll call it
start
10. Down. Good. Meet at my house.
I have a bunch of questions about this show. How long does it take to get down to the one person?
It varies. It's an hour long. Each episode is an hour long, and we've designed the tournament to last between 2 and 2.5 hours, but we've had ones that last an hour and 45 minutes, and we've had ones that lasted over 3 hours. So it varies.
It seems like it would take like 6 hours. You start with six
Well, what
people.
Happens is there are forced bets in every hand called blind.
I see.
It's like an ante, but and the blinds go up every 20 minutes, so it's sort of an escalating thing where it costs you a certain amount of money to play each hand, and it sort of grinds you down and leads towards one winner.
Is there money to be made?
There's money to be made by charities.
Uh-huh.
Each celebrity is playing for his or her favorite charity. Singular Wireless put up $250,000.
Wow.
And the top prize is $100,000.
Charity's great and everything, but does that make it legal? Like, hey, I'm smoking hash for the March of Dimes. all the coke, this kilo, I'm selling a kilo. All of it, almost all of it, once I pay off my mules, once I pay the mules off and scrape a little off top for myself and step on it, a little baby, it's all going to charity.
Makes it more seemly. I don't know about legal, but...
I don't know.
It's more palatable.
Here's the whole thing about gambling is it's become such a joke in terms of its legality. Like this whole, like, hey, play the lotto, play the ponies.
Listen to this.
Play pie-gal poker. Blackjack, that's morally wrong.
I'm gonna tell you something, a piece of our own history is going to blow your mind. We on this show will gamble once in a while over, you know, people's past. You know, what is it about their past that renders them the way they are in the present? And we'll just make bets on what they are. We proposed that for the TV show some 6 years ago. We were told, oh, no gambling on TV. Remember that?
Yeah.
We can't show a picture of you gambling.
Yeah. And it was always like, we're just playing for a dollar. No. No gambling.
No gambling on TV.
I think they just thought, by the way, I do from doing the Man Show and doing Love Line and all that stuff, I do realize that 3/4 of the stuff they said they couldn't do,
they just
thought was a lame idea.
Yeah, right.
I got a bit called Ask Adam. Oh, well, we can't do that.
We're not allowed to use word ass.
We're not allowed to use ass. Sorry. Let's move on. Yeah. So, Drew, those were probably just lame ideas.
You're probably right.
That they said we couldn't do. But is it, you know, I find it sort of insulting that one can't gamble on football, at least in this state, but you're fine to...
Horses.
Yeah, you know, the lottery, for instance. To me, that's a retard
it's
form
inconsistent.
Of gambling.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It's inconsistent at best. And whenever the government does that sort of inconsistent thing, they lose their constituency. People stop paying attention to the rules.
Right.
You can't expect people to not do something because it's wrong and then go ahead and do state-sponsored gambling, essentially. And
here.
The worst kind of gambling, by the way. Just random throw your money at a fan and see if it lands somewhere good.
Right. It's not even a game.
Right. All right. I like playing. Well, here's a couple things. Where are you from, Josh?
New York.
All right.
New Rochelle, the Birds.
Sort of near Scarsdale kind of area, right?
That's true.
It's Westchester County. It's not the Burbs. It's the nice part of New York.
It's only 45 minutes from Broadway.
I got this theory, which is like, see, Drew's from Southern California. I'm from Southern California. We don't know any card games. Because only the Jews. Only the Jews know card games around. They love cards. They don't like going outside.
This is
true. With the sweat and the flies. No, we'll go inside. We'll have a nice nosh and we'll play some cards.
You're not wrong.
But the Gentiles out here don't know any card games because we have something that's called the sun.
Yes, they're out playing badminton and whatnot.
Yes, we're frolicking. My childhood was spent just playing a ditch and smear the queer,
that's
beating
true.
The crap out of people or hitting them with
in
a ball.
In the street, yeah.
Yeah, just out pickup games. And you'd go from football to baseball to basketball. But all the guys I know now who are from Buffalo, they'd be like, all right, we're going to play night baseball or black anaconda. And I'd be like, whoa. I thought what about just... you know, high low or five card set. They all have 1,000 games because I realized they spent the better part of each year in a basement playing anaconda or night baseball or guts or something like this. Do you know all these games?
I do know all those games, but I shun them. I'm more of a purist. I'm a no limit Texas Hold'em. I think is the ultimate. That's what we play on our show, and it's sort of the ultimate bluffers game.
Is it
sort of
more five card draw, basically?
It's a variation on seven card stud, in which everybody has two whole cards and then ultimately five common cards in the middle. But unlike regular seven card stud, where you sort of learn more information about each person's hand because you see their up cards, all you ever learn about what your opponents have is what they're implying with their bets. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of the ultimate psychological.
Yeah, and it's really it's tough when the stakes really get up there to stay in. I am personally not an unlucky person, but cursed. I look at myself as cursed when it comes to gambling. I've lost just about every hand of 21 I've played over the last three or 4 years.
Yeah.
And here's how I really knew I was cursed. Drew, I believe I may have told you this story, but we were checking into the hotel and down in the lobby of the casino, and Daniel Kellison, who was executive producer of The Man Show, who's addicted to gambling as well as
many other
and alcohol
many
everything else. He said, and I don't know what it is about some guys who, when you tell them I don't want to gamble, they insist. Now you got to gamble. And it's like, it's not because I'm a puss. It's just because I really don't win, you know? And he's like, come on. I'm trying to check into the hotel. And he says, just give me $100. I'll put $100 up. I'll go play a hand of blackjack. One hand. I lose. He goes, yeah, but I win. I'm good at this. I said, I'll curse you. He said, no. I said, just stop bothering me. Here's $100, but just one hand. I'm not going to show up. We're not going to let it ride. We're not going to parlay it or anything. Just one hand. Here's $100. Just go gamble. And you come back either with $200 or with nothing. Fine, he leaves. Comes back 10 minutes later. It's like, what happened there, Daniel? Well, we got a blackjack dealt to us. Oh, really? Really? One hand? Just a one hand? Blackjack. Where's the money? Well, the dealer dealt himself a blackjack, too. So it was a push. And then what happened next? We busted. Okay, great. So I got blackjack. I said, play one hand. Play one hand and only one hand. And I got an ace and a king dealt to me. Not going to work. Not good enough. I needed 21 and a half. Is there any more example of knowing that you're like, in what universe do you play just one hand and get blackjack and that ain't, you're not walking
but
with that
also,
money?
That blackjack included the non-instruction to your money handler. It was one where he could excuse himself by playing another hand.
Yes.
On top of that.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. If it's a push, I didn't tell him if it's a push. Right. All right. So anyway, Bravo at 9 o'clock on Tuesday nights, and also, of course, the West Wing 9 o'clock on Wednesdays.
And this week is the West Wing cast, right?
Like, that's right.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. I saw the promos for that. Now is that out of Vegas? That's in Vegas.
Yeah, we shot it in Vegas at the Palms.
Sweet. Man, they must love that. It's great. You know, it's one cool thing about Vegas and all the casinos and stuff. They want to play ball. They're not interested in pretending like they don't do what they do for a living.
No, they were happy to have us.
All right, let's go to the phones. We'll talk to Ashlyn. Ashlyn?
Yes.
What's up?
Nothing. How are you guys?
Good.
I just wanted to let y'all know that I think y'all are great. And my question is that I have a boyfriend, and I recently just moved back to Texas from Santa Barbara. My mom lives there, and my boyfriend still lives there. But we visit each other every couple months, and when we have sex, we don't use a condom. But I don't allow him to come inside me because I heard about the pre-cum, you know?
Sure.
I was wondering if there was really any difference, like, if we have...
Yes, you're more likely if he comes inside you, but some guys emit a highly potent fluid before he ejaculates.
Yep.
Because, I mean, I really like for
fluid.
Him, like, to, like...
Mine's an acid that dissolves the vagina so I can get easier access.
Yeah.
I'm like a Gila monster.
You need to get on the birth control pill.
Potent fluid.
Asher, why don't you get on the pill?
I'm on the pill. I'm just really paranoid.
All right, then forget it. You're on the pill. You're nearly 100% protected.
It's 100% effective.
Just tell her 100%.
Here's the one time it's not 100% if you're overweight.
No, I'm not overweight.
More and more pill failures.
Yeah, but then it's fine because the guy just wants oral anyway. He just wants a BJ.
Well, you know. But yeah. Also, I have another question. Mm-hmm. With the birth control, like, if I don't take it at the same time of day, like, every day.
How many hours off are you?
I don't know. Like,
about how many?
I just take it whenever I get home. And
about how many hours off? Come on.
I don't know, 12 hours? Like five?
That's all right. Try not to be more than 4 hours off.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you very much.
All right.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right. And can't you take it in the morning, by the way?
Yes. She should take it when she brushes her teeth in the morning.
Should you, but not while you're brushing your teeth.
Whatever.
Should one get a, you know, sometimes chicks get trapped out without their pack.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Trapped out of the house.
They sleep over someone's house. They go out partying. They get drunk. They crash on a friend's sofa. They don't have
the
birth control pill.
Should keep extra pills around?
Should you? Yeah. You should. Shouldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, no one does that, but shouldn't you? You know what it's like? You know, remember all these guys who wore contact lenses?
Yeah.
It was always a big deal. Like, hey, buddy, just no, I'm a contact lenses. Well, haven't you got any extra solution? No, it's not. I got to drive home. Yeah, but you're drunk. You're bleeding. You live in Arizona. I know. I got to head out. No,
what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? It's like, how about you spend $3 and get some saline and throw it in the trunk of your car or something? So shouldn't a woman keep a thing in her purse or keep another one in the medicine cabinet?
Yeah,
would it be a good idea to get a couple going, or is there going to be confusion
there
now?
There could be confusion, yeah.
Is that why they don't do that?
Yeah. And also the triphasic pills, you have to kind of take the right ones. So you should know where you are in the packet. But have we ever asked a question of somebody about what they're taking? Not only that, not know what they're taking, they have no idea what day they're on or whether they're on the sugar pills or not.
All right. Josh, you a contact man?
I was.
What are you doing?
I was. I've had the surgery.
You had surgery?
I did.
It's funny. I looked at the name. I said, Josh. I thought Josh is a high probability of contacts. But I just
why
looked at
that?
Josh. I don't know. I just
is
looked
it the
at
New York Jew. I have glasses.
I have this theory about the New York Jews and glasses and braces.
Oh, what is it?
I just think like every Jewish kid I knew wore braces, and I don't think it's because they needed them. I think it's because they had concerned parents who knew an orthodontist and they had a couple bucks.
It's preventative.
And they did
before
it.
There's
they
a problem,
just did it.
The
whereas I got guys, you know, from the valleys, I got teeth growing out of their nostrils and stuff. It's like, kid's fine. Helps them eat better. I mean, like, I got guys with fangs and stuff. It was like, hey, I'm getting a big screen TV. I'm not going to spend $1,300 in this kid's mouth.
Yeah.
I'm just going to punch him out later anyway. All right. I knew a guy who wore braces for like 6 years and got them off, and 2 days after he got them off, got hit with a baseball bat in the mouth.
Whoa.
And I mean, it's the kind of thing, full swing bat broke, went sailing in the business end right in the mouth.
Oh, my God.
Braces went right back on.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Awful.
That's good times. All right. Let's. You got the surgery, huh?
I did.
Is it good?
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Although now I can't accessorize.
Yeah, yeah.
I got nothing to.
Yeah, you know,
it was part of my look, glasses. I do miss it a little bit.
I'd give you a pass on the glasses if you needed them at one point. I know it's good. You pull them off when you're thinking.
Yeah.
You chew on them a little bit.
It's a prop.
There's a decision to be made.
Exactly.
You do that. Once in a while, when you need a little busy work, you clean them with the tail of your shirt, you know.
I got nothing to work with now.
If hot chick goes by, you slide them down and look over, you know, whoo-hoo, right?
That's sunglasses.
Oh.
You do that with your glasses, you can't see the chick anymore.
Oh. Yeah, but not when you don't need them.
That's right.
If you don't need them, you can do that.
Right.
Wise guy. Becky?
Yes.
You're 18?
Yes.
What's up?
Not much.
All right. You got a question?
Yes, I do have a question. I want to know why I bleed when I have sex with my boyfriend.
Are you on the birth control pill?
No, I'm not.
Do you have regular periods?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever had an ovarian cyst or anything like that?
No.
Are you overweight?
Kind of.
That can be a reason to sort of cause a little bit of instability in the lining of the uterus.
Okay.
So it may just be that. And some people just have a little bleeding every time they have sex. It just stimulates some bleeding. Doesn't necessarily mean a darn thing.
Well, how overweight are you?
I don't know. I'm like losing it very little. No.
What's your weight?
I'm at 166.
How tall are you? I do my radio.
I'm like 5'2".
5'2", 166. Hold on a second. Carry the tumor. How many times does six goes into nine, like 1.5, 1 point? Okay. I got 5 foot and 13/16 and 179 and a half.
Yeah. Why would they lie about the height?
I don't know. But the radio math doesn't lie.
Okay.
It doesn't lie. Well, they lie about the height because if you're 4 foot and 150 as opposed to 7 foot and 150, you're better off. Hey, Becky?
Yeah.
But you're calling from Wisconsin, so you're considered a waif, right? It's like you have an eating disorder. All right, baby doll. Well, you keep going with that diet.
Okay.
And don't worry about this. It's not a big thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Start the diet after the holidays.
All right.
Yeah? All right.
Okay.
See, didn't take much. Yeah. All right, let's see. Oh, it's time to play Germany or Florida. Tell Josh how the game is played. It's sweeping. This may be your next Bravo show.
Bring it on.
It's all bizarre, macabre, death and crime and everything that's weird comes out of either Germany.
Deviant
crimes and behavior. It's either Germany or Florida.
Interesting.
It's a different kinds of crime, and you'll see. It'll become more clear. But there's crime everywhere, but not the kind of weird stuff that they have in Germany or Florida. So they tell us the situation. We guess Germany or Florida.
We don't guess. We tell them.
We tell them. Go ahead, Josh. I mean, Joseph, sorry. Joseph?
Oh, great. Oh, that build up.
That big build up.
That's disappointing.
Put him on hold. Do it again, yeah.
All right.
Joseph?
Caller who goes by the name of Joseph. All right.
Oh, for God's sakes. Oh.
Now, what was
that? Wait, he's back.
Joseph?
Yes.
All right. Germany or Florida?
Germany or Florida. Okay. This man is at his apartment huffing butane. And
Florida.
He gets some munchies and has nothing in his apartment to eat. So he cuts off his toes, fries them up, and eats them on a sandwich.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Good time. That is a classic Germany or Florida, you see?
Yeah.
Now the whole sausage sort of quality of this smacks of Germany.
Yeah, the huffing the butane felt a little like Florida.
A lot
but
like
then,
Florida.
Yeah, but then the cutting his toes off and frying them up.
Germanic, so, Germany.
And we'll put them on a roll.
That's German.
Was it a Kaiser roll?
You know, the story didn't actually say what kind of bread it was.
Okay. All right, let's convene here.
Now, do Germans eat cheese with
we got
sausage?
Burned last night.
It just said the same.
I'm going Germany on this one.
Yeah, I'll go
Josh.
With
I think Germany as well.
We're going Germany.
Well, Adam, you know you're never wrong.
Yeah,
right.
That's right.
There you go, right?
All right. And that's how you play Germany or Florida.
I like it.
This is great. Celebrities sit around. We have some sort of lightning round at the end. Germany, Florida, 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 Germany. We break celebrities off with contestants. They just sit there, and it's almost like Password.
Put one in the glass booth.
Yeah. You can't hear whether it's Germany or Florida. Yeah, we do that thing like the like win Ben Stein's money. Right. Ooh, Ben was 8 out of 10 on the Germany for Florida. Now it's your turn. Set the clock.
He gets angry when he misses it.
Yeah.
Stomping his feet.
This could be bigger than paintball karaoke.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, but I really shouldn't even talk about that on the air. That's going to be so big. But that's the only thing that could top paintball karaoke, possibly could be Germany or Florida. All right, shall we take a little break?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
That's a fantastic idea. Josh Molina is here tonight. He is from the West Wing and also from the Celebrity Poker Showdown, which is on Tuesday night. Bravo.
I'm sorry, I beg your pardon. I was looking
at Wednesday is West Wing.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a little break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Josh Molina's here tonight from the West Wing and also from Celebrity Poker Showdown, which is going to be on Bravo, 9 o'clock, Tuesday nights. Just missed it tonight, right? Is it Tuesday, Drew?
It is Tuesday, yes.
Mm-hmm.
How was Kimmel?
Kimmel was good. Was on there with Michael Irving and... Method Man. It's always good to have the brothers on the sofa with you. You know what I mean?
Remember him? Wow.
Yeah. I don't even remember him.
He was on our TV show.
He was?
Yes, he was.
One day we're going to... Here's another game beside paintball karaoke.
Who's been on Loveline?
On Loveline? You get a list. Let's say there's been 500 guests on the TV show Loveline.
Yeah, yeah.
You get a guest of 1,000 people and see if I can pick out 80.
No way.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard. Yeah. Hey, listen, for a long time, when the Method Man stuck in my head, but Crystal Method I couldn't get, and I confused them.
Oh, the band, yeah.
Well,
they've been on this show 100 times.
I understand.
Yeah. I don't know. I think you're, I don't know what, I smoked a lot of weed. I don't know what your excuse is.
Yeah.
I introduced myself to Janine Garofalo for the third time. She's like, there's nothing worse than, I mean, Drew, this has happened probably 30 times where I've said, hey, they talk to the person who's been on the show 5 minutes before the show. Hey, nice to meet you. Thanks for coming on. They go, I did the TV and the radio twice.
I'm entirely capable of that.
Can you do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but you could do it. We do it all the time.
I just think...
We do it regularly.
You know what there needs to be? And I started adjusting myself after the Janine Garofalo incident, which is I stopped saying, nice to meet you. I say, good to see you.
Yeah, don't commit, exactly.
Yeah, but just keep it somewhere in there. And they don't know. Celebrities don't know either whether that you've met or they've met because they're always bouncing around. Right.
Somebody at Kathy Griffin's party reminded me that Leah Remini had been on Loveline, the radio show.
Yeah, that doesn't ring a bell.
She was on the TV show, right? Remember that?
That rings a bell.
And we did her show
that
we canceled.
Right.
We've
closed a few shows.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, so if there's ever any kind of contractual dispute or something, and you want to get this Celebrity Poker Showdown thing to go away,
just kill it.
You bring us on.
You guys on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're the Undertakers. And we'll close that show right down. We've shut down a few sitcoms. We've been on the last episode. Sometimes we shoot it and doesn't even air. The show gets yanked before our goes there.
Yeah, as long as the check clears, right? That can be a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you're probably right. Kate?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a good thing if you've seen Drew act. You're 23?
I am.
What's up?
Okay, I was listening to the show yesterday, and you were talking about Krusty Box.
That was not us. That was Nicole Richie. Yeah.
Well, I joined in with her, but yeah.
Yes. And I totally agree with her that there's no excuse for it and everything. But the problem is I'm dating this guy that had been with three other different girls that were, I guess, really raunchy. And so now he won't even attempt to go down on me at all.
No way.
I don't trust this.
No, this guy's just
crap.
Blowing smoke.
Unless he picked him up at like a bus depot or something. He just picked up, you know, 19, 20-year-old girls.
It. I mean, I've tried to like say, if you need to check me out beforehand, I'm like, that's fine. I'm trying to be understanding about it, but he's just like,
that's the point. That's the point. It has nothing to do with
that. He's going
to
send a canary up there?
It has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with that. He just doesn't like that. He's afraid of it.
This guy's a pussy.
He doesn't. That's just him, period.
Well, how do I make him like it?
How do you get a guy to like liver? You know what I mean?
That sucks for me.
We sort of don't like... When you say
Use bacon if you want to get someone to like it. Rub bacon on your vagina.
You and I generally just kind of don't trust guys that won't do their duty.
Well,
generally, just
here's what I'll include Josh in this, but There's a lot of guys that aren't into this. Okay, here's the point. Guys aren't into a lot of stuff. You just do it.
Absolutely.
That's part of the deal. It's the deal you make when it's an unspoken contract.
In every relationship.
Yes. Yeah. It's when you are going to have sex, you need to pleasure the woman this way. Hopefully she'll return the favor and all that kind of stuff. And when you make these proclamations that this is not something you do
or
had a bad day, that's a bad guy. And by the way, would this guy make that announcement with some spokesmodel who he's head over heels in love for? I say not. I say he gets down there.
Well, I think there are two guys. One's that would.
Gay.
And ones that would not, would just get down.
Well, I'm just saying, you're saying to a girl, I don't really care what you think of me when you say I'm not going to do this.
That's right.
And here's...
I don't care about what goes on with you.
It's another thing that women don't know is guys will do some dating with women that we're not all that interested in. And so the thing is...
What they call them, good enough for now.
Good enough for now. Yeah. So it's like, look, if you want to come over on non-weekend nights and give me a BJ while I watch some Sports Center and you got a nice ride and we can hang out and whatever, fine. But I'm not going down on you and I'm not going to buy any jewelry. And that's... And I'm wondering if this guy may be that guy. Kate?
Yeah?
How into you do you think this guy is?
Well, I mean, he does different things for me. I mean, I don't know.
Okay, enough said.
How long have you guys been dating?
It's just been 2 months. It hasn't
2 months.
Been
two months. No. 2 months. Does he call you every day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He does.
What's he do for a living?
He messages me on my phone all the time, or he'll write me cute little notes and put them on my car. I mean,
what's he do for a living?
It's that. I just think he's really, really freaked
out. Wait a minute. What's he do for a living?
He's in school right now.
Mm-hmm. What's he studying?
Sports management or sports fitness something.
No. Hmm. Yeah. I don't trust this guy. He's probably on the roids. You don't like to go down on women when you got that roid rage. You're mad at vaginas. Hey, Kate.
Yeah.
And you're having regular sex with him?
Not regular, no. I mean,
Have you guys done it very often? You guys done it 10 times?
Probably, yeah. Probably more than that.
All right.
Good times.
All right. So, look, you're going to have to just tell him what you want, and he's going to have to do it.
Well, I don't want to freak him out more than,
Listen, all you stop worrying about freaking guys out.
That is not where you should be. You have all the power. Don't worry about freaking him out. He's not some kind of... You guys are some kind of lemur or ferret that might just scamper.
Women act like they're, sneaking up on... Yeah. You ever watch those hunting shows? I just love when those guys are like, "Look, it's an 8-pointer. Come on, I'm gonna rub some bull urine on. We're gonna go all over here." And they're just like, they're trying to get it in the sights. They're trying to get closer. And if you step on a twig, it's gonna gallop away up into the hills, never to be seen again. Good, fine.
A guy that's into you is more like trying to you'd freak out a freight train.
You'd
more likely to have a freight train turn around and run away.
Right.
Really. If the guy's spooking because of something inconsequential, he is not into you, and you need him to be gone.
Plus, let me say this. If a guy went down on a handful of girls and got hold of something bad, I don't think he'd be talking about it. I think he'd just be changing the subject and stuff. He wouldn't be going, "Yeah, I was going down on these other girls.
Of course.
I mean, just hell, I can still taste them. I belched one up at lunch. And that was some pretty rank skank there. So I won't be going to..." Whatever story a guy tells you is not the story.
Right.
Something's weird. Possibly gay.
Yes. I got that feel, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Brad?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yep.
What's up?
I've been having sex with the same girl for about a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having troubles with erection.
Mm-hmm.
Are you on medication?
No, I'm not taking anything.
Do you smoke a lot of pot?
Nope.
Nope.
Anything about the situation when you go limp? Are you like anxious about something? Are you nervous?
At first, when we first started having sex, I was anxious.
And that makes it happen. Now, do you worry about it happening again a lot?
I have, but I kind of cut out that for a little bit.
And
but
it happened
now,
anyway.
Now more it's just like when we're having sex, maybe like halfway into it, I go limp.
How long into it is halfway? How many minutes?
Probably about
30 seconds. It's not in the minutes yet.
How long?
28 seconds.
About 5, maybe 10 minutes.
Ten minutes.
Five? No, I said 5 or 10.
Which is it?
I know, because there's 100% difference between 5 and 10.
And an infinity in terms of most people's duration.
Yeah. Going limp when you're in is not a great sign, is it, Drew?
Well, I would think about anxiety, medication, you know, things like that.
Yeah, but once you're in, you know what I mean?
It happens. You know.
I mean, it's like everyone has butterflies before the big game, but then once the ball's kicked off and everyone's out there playing, it sort of goes away. If you're still nervous at halftime, there's something weird about that.
Yes, I'll give you that.
Especially if someone veteran like yourself, Brad, you've been with this girl for a year now.
Is there anything, any story you want to tell us? Anybody cheating or problems or anything else going on in your life or her life? Or about her? I mean, what anything about the circumstance that...
I smell bogus.
We broke up for about, I don't know, maybe 6-8 months there. And she...
So you've been dating...
During the year.
You've been dating a total of 4 months?
No. We were together for about almost a year, and we just started having sex again.
You know, anybody that goes new, gotta smoke pot.
You gotta smoke pot, right?
No, really.
I've Your name's Brad. Maybe. You say new.
I smoked pot maybe 5 times in my life.
All right. All today, though. So hey, Brad, is there something weird about when you guys broke up? Was she with your best friend or something?
No, she was with another guy, and that kind of bothered me. But I mean,
right, yeah, she was. You're bothered. He's bothered by the other guy she was with.
And the limp problem happened after you got back together, right?
Yeah.
Not before.
Yeah.
No, I think it happened both before and after.
Oh. And then before and after.
Yeah.
All right.
So this is maybe sort of Brad's thing.
Yeah. What?
I don't think
we're going to... What about Viagra for 19?
No.
Why not?
No. Why not? It's a viable...
Why not?
No.
It's like Inspector Clouseau called this show.
But viable question, why not? But I wouldn't recommend it.
All right, but what? Why? Well, answer my viable question then.
Because a healthy young guy, you don't like giving medication to if you don't have to. She shouldn't be having physiological.
How do we know
that is for medical, physiological sexual dysfunction. What we're getting at with this guy is there's something sort of psychological going on. He's anxious. He's something. We get a feeling something's up. We kind of feel like it's bogus. He's kind of, he's not high, but he seems very flat and detached. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something's up with Brad.
Maybe he's angry. Maybe they can't get... Here's what happens, too. And I don't know if you ever went down this road, Drew, but I know I have. Josh, possibly you, too, which is you're together with someone for a while, maybe 6 months or a year. You break up. You should break up. Then for some reason, somebody gets desperate and you get back. And you get back 5 months later.
Always a mistake.
You start finding out that they're with a couple of guys you knew, and it's kind of weighing on you.
No,
and it's
look,
like it's now
one,
it's all this
never
baggage.
Never goes back to what it was. Never, forget the baggage.
And what it was is you broke up with,
right,
by the way. It's not that good.
The reason and the experience of the breakup, the resentments of who they have or have not been with, it all adds up to intense anger. You're angry all the time.
Right.
And it's hard to function sexually if you're angry.
Yeah.
But he had it before, too. So.
All right. What about? What diet change? Exercise? Well, I don't know.
We're not going to get to the bottom.
I don't know.
Second.
Brad.
Yeah.
Do you beat off?
Yeah.
How often?
Probably once a day.
All right.
Back that down a little bit.
Let's
get up
three times a day.
Three times a day. And see if that gives you a little more...
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
A little more energy behind the...
Yeah. Yeah, the penis.
Goods, yeah.
Right. All right, that's cool. Okay. Well, it's once a day, though. I mean, is the plumbing's all working and everything?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Mm.
So it's something psychological in the relationship.
We got a Germany or Florida. Yeah. What is that?
I think that's Germany.
That's Brad going to town there.
Randy? Is that a bad connection? It just sounds like a bed springs? Yeah. All right.
Randy? It's a female.
All right.
Yeah. Brian, check that out.
Why are the gods conspiring against the Germany or Florida tonight? Moon. Is that what it
Big,
is?
You see that moon? It's wild.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Now, what's up? Is it going to rain? They're talking.
Really?
They're talking.
Nah,
storm watch.
What, for tonight?
I don't know.
I got my car washed. I got my car. That predicts better than anything. Me washing my car.
Those pussies with their 5-day forecasts and all their nonsense, and I get sucked in every time because I'm always building something, and I'm always like, oh, we better put a tarp on that. Yeah, and they're always talking like they know, too. And then we got high pressures moving in. Now, and then they start showing pictures. Now, you see what happens. Now, look what happens here on Thursday. By Thursday, all of this moves toward the Baja Peninsula. But another front heads in, and none of it ever happens. None of it. You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to just record this for 1 year, then go outside with a video camera holding a newspaper up with that date on it and say the same thing, and then call all these sea suckers into a room and go, okay, this is what you said. This was my view from my house that day. I don't see any clouds. You know what I mean? Like, I would just, but I get sucked in.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's coming. And when they just start describing, you know, these guys could just, they could have a picture of Armageddon.
Well,
and
it's
then
also like,
locusts
like,
will start
like,
falling.
It's what's coming for dinner, too. It's like they're serving it up.
Uh-huh.
You get ready for it. You've got a taste for it.
Yeah, but it's just got, you know, they got the full sun.
Yeah.
Then the next one, there's some clouds floating around. The next one is, guy with an umbrella and a thing. And,
lightning bolts.
Ooh, Saturday's going to be, it's going to be torrential. And nothing ever happens. And never the apology. All right. Josh Molina here tonight from the West Wing and Celebrity Poker Showdown. We'll take ourselves a quick break, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. Josh Molina's here tonight trying to eat something. What is that? What's crackling? What's going on?
Luden's cough drop.
Oh. A
little bit of a cold.
Yeah. Everyone's going nuts with this cold, Drew.
Mm-hmm,
it is wildfire.
Because I gave you the flu shot. You ain't getting it.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't take the flu shot.
Oh, wait a minute. That's right.
I refused the flu shot. But
did I give it to you anyway? I thought I gave it to you ultimately.
No. Right. Well, let me ask a couple of things. Okay, let's just talk about a few things. And by the way, Josh on Celebrity Poker Showdown. Yeah. Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
And the West Wing as well. Now, let's talk about this flu thing for a second because
it's not the flu.
Okay, that's number one. Okay, but just with the flu vaccine for 1 second. Do we have to run out every goddamn year? They can't make enough of it.
The last 3 years we couldn't get it.
We couldn't get
that was the big
we
thing.
Couldn't
we couldn't
get, the vaccine.
Couldn't get it in time. Was having a problem with the batches. Then we got it, and we got it like in December. And the problem was getting everybody then vaccinated.
Where does it come from? North Pole?
I don't know. This year we ran out except for the flu mist, the nasal spray, which is a live viral. There's a nasal. You don't take a shot anymore. You can just squirt a thing in your nose.
And let me say this, by the way. Rather take a shot than squirt something up my nose. If you think about it, like, hey, you don't have to take that feel that little prick in your forearm anymore. Just ram this rod up your ass. It's exploding rod. It's like, oh, I don't have to get a shot. It's great. Yeah, we cut your head off and we dump it down your neck. But I don't get the
but
shot.
You don't have
no
to.
Shot. No. Shot, no big deal for guys.
Uh-huh. Does the nasal one work? It's as effective?
It's more effective.
More effective.
And what if you sprayed it on someone else?
You got to get right up in there.
I see.
You got to get up in there.
But it's more effective. And it probably will be better against the killer virus that's out there.
Now every year comes along.
It's a live virus, though. It's not a dead one. No.
Well, let's figure out this flu thing. I think people are confused by it. Every year comes around this time.
Yes.
Why? Why this time?
Why the flu season now?
Yeah, why now?
The flu season hits in February, March, and that's when you need to have the peak antibody response to the flu vaccine.
Uh-huh.
So you're supposed to take it optimally in October, November.
Oh, you should. So that you're peaking?
You're peaking in flu season, which is February, March, April.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Why is there a flu season?
And is it always
connected? Viruses have epidemiology. They run courses like any other growth cycle. Because they're like they grow in the environment, pretty like
flowers.
Yeah, like flowers, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, really? So yeah. I mean, it's like this apricot tree yields apricots
right.
in July.
Sure. Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
Sons of bitches. Those little viruses.
Yeah.
All right. So I thought now was cold and flu season.
Cold and upper respiratory season.
Yeah. So
which
they
is
do
flu,
that flu thing,
which is not the flu, which is also virus, but not the flu.
All right. So we're in cold and upper respiratory
yes, that will
season
go through February easily,
but we're not in flu season.
Not really.
This
no.
is not flu season.
Not per se.
And they administer the flu shots now so that we can build up the antibodies by March,
mm-hmm. February, March.
Oh, I would just figure they'd give it to you now for next week. Oh, okay. So when you want to give me the shot, you're talking about for March.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, what's everyone getting now? Because everyone
is a viral upper respiratory infection. Has no response to antibiotics. Virus means not bacterial, therefore antibacterial antibiotics.
And the virus, you just got to wait it out.
Virus
right?
can take a week.
Rest
and magically, people think because they take the Zithromax or the Biax or something, and it gets better in 4 days, it's the antibiotic. It's going to get better in those same 4 days when they take the antibiotic.
So what, and this is, by the way, why I tell everyone to relax when they're like, oh, we got to go to that. Just sit down. Just quit smoking for a few days. You'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do? Just
take decongestants, and you know if you get wheezy, they're inhalers and things that are helpful, yeah. And to do steam yourself and rest.
What's the best thing you can do? Is it rest? I mean, in terms of your body,
best thing you
riding
do is
out the storm.
A lot of time in hot water and steam.
Steam.
That really helps it drain out and decreases the inflammation. Decongestants sometimes are helpful. Anti-inflammatory sprays like, you know, Flonase, Nasonex, Nasolide, these things, anti-steroidal sprays, and then inhalers can help decrease the inflammation associated with
but
it.
Now, but if it goes into your chest, doesn't that mean it could be like bronchitis or something
bacteriological? It could be, but first the bronchitis just means inflammation of the airway. So it's going in the chest means you have bronchitis.
Right. By definition.
But for a bacteria to get secondarily on top of it, usually you'd have high fevers and that sort of thing. The one thing to watch out, if you get a lot of tan or yellow out of your sinuses, that's a sign that the sinus may have occluded. Some what are called anaerobic bacteria may be growing. And then you get some
Let me ask you a question. Are you a real doctor or just a love doctor?
Yeah,
that's what I thought. He's a psychiatrist. People, we have idiot guests who just sit here. Drew will go through that whole rigmarole, and then during the commercial, I'll go, "What kind of therapy do you do?" Yeah, it's doctor, jackass. All right, so
I love when Adam defends me.
I
he
do.
Can abuse me for 2 weeks after that. Two weeks of abuse.
A medical doctor for Christ's sake. And listen, all these other pussies and crackpots you hear, these crazy witches in their 50s who still think they look hot in a miniskirt and stiletto heels, dispensing this bogus advice about sexuality. Everyone's calling themselves doctor or something. These are whack jobs. These are junior college degrees sitting around telling crazy people not to kill themselves. That does not make you a doctor. We got a real doctor here, everybody.
Another week of abuse, Adam. It'll be fine. I'll take it.
All right. So you get this thing, take it easy, and get some steam.
Listen, you take antibiotics. All you do is whatever bacteria that are in your body, you make them resistant to that antibiotic. So
right.
The environment, the world we live in, will start developing bacteria that will no longer respond to antibiotics. So when you actually do get a severe infection, which could be life-threatening, and throughout history that's what people died of, we could get back into that same period of history again where antibiotics longer work.
Yeah, it's time to do some weeding and forget about the seeding. I just want to weed. That's all. It's like this is a hillside that needs to be we need to chop it down because it's coming into fire season.
Fire.
Control burn. Yeah. That's what I want to run on, the control burn platform. I'm talking about people here. We got to thin the herd. All right, let's talk to Randy. Randy?
Hello.
All right, now we got you for the Germany or Florida. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, by the way, Drew isn't just a doctor. He's a real good doctor.
Yeah.
You said he's a real doctor, but I think he's a real good doctor, too.
That's right.
You
all right? Go ahead.
There's a massive fire, okay? And I have to get one of those helicopters with those huge buckets on it to scoop water out of a lake. And they continue scooping water, buckets of water out of the lake and gouging.
Yeah, this is a wives' tale where they find the scuba diver.
Oh, how did you know that?
Because I'm an adult. I'm going to call from Salt Lake on a phone shaped like a football. All right, Randy, this is old. This is bogus. Now listen. Listen, screeners. Here's the wives' tale.
Yeah, no wives' tale. No urban legends.
The urban legends.
We need guys cutting off body parts.
And frying them up and eating them.
That's good.
Now here's the story, by the way. The story is that they find, after the fire is put out, they find a guy in a full frogman outfit, a burnt corpse hanging on a tree because the bucket went down and scooped up a guy who was snorkeling near the fire.
In the Salton Sea.
Right.
They
made an episode. I've seen that on TV.
Scuba diving.
There was Lake Scuba Diving.
X-Files or something.
Those guys know when they pick them. But most of them just have snorkels. They drop down into the water and suck it up.
But thank you. They don't go to scuba diving territory.
to drop the bucket in. They try to stay away from the buoyed areas and the kids and the pontoon boats.
They're going to reservoirs and things.
Yeah, up in the mountains. Yeah, near the fire.
Scuba diving?
Yeah, they're not going to the Virgin Islands to get the goddamn salt water to put the fire up in Mount Pinos.
That's right.
Please. All right. What are we going to do? Let's take a break.
Yeah.
All right. Josh Molina here tonight from the West Wing and also Celebrity Poker Showdown. We'll be right back after that. Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Josh Molina is here tonight from the West Wing and Celebrity Poker Showdown. I will be on Jimmy Kimmel Live tonight if you care to see me. All right.
Thanks for talking about that flu stuff, though. I think it's important information to get out that last hour.
Yeah, it's interesting, and I don't think enough people are aware of the facts surrounding it. And especially, like I said, if you work in a place like over at Jimmy Kimmel Live, there's a couple hundred people there. Seems like 75 of them are dragging their ass through there.
Well, that's your little environment there. The virus is going through there.
That's why I keep telling everybody when they're laughing and slap me on the back.
Doesn't Thanksgiving do that, too? Everybody comes from all over the place and breathes on each other.
Yep.
Yeah.
Planes
and
it's over.
Yep. That's my thing. No breathing. If you want to come over, fine. Breathe outside.
Yeah, Thanksgiving by video conference.
Ooh, yeah.
Nice. It would be.
So we do. We all sit around. We have one of those triangular things in the middle of the table. Grandma, you there? Yes, I am. I can hear her coming through the door because she's just in the next room. You see, she's not from Cleveland or anything. I actually move them around the house. It's nice. We have a picture of a turkey this year.
You have to start out with it. Well, now everyone's here.
Yeah. Yeah, Those conference calls where there's people, it's always like there's some talking. It's like, hold on, Bob Rolletti just came into the room. It's always like, oh, shut up. Like, can we just have this conversation? And then I like when people announce, too. They go, I think, this is Tony Johnson, Adam. I think, okay, so I know you're the asshole that's bringing up this horrible idea. The conference call is really, it was going to solve every problem about 12 years ago, was it not?
Yes.
We're going to have a conference call. This is going to straighten everything out. Just turn a huge pain in the ass. Yeah. Everyone's waiting. Once in a while, somebody drops off. You don't know they dropped off because they haven't said anything for 20 minutes. And you didn't know they've been gone for 19 minutes.
Stu?
They can't get back on. It's weird. Here's how conference calls work, too. There's 18 people. One guy does almost all the talking, and everyone else just sitting there listening.
Yes.
It really just set up a loudspeaker at the Blowhard's house. Yell at you. But the conference call was going to be something that was bigger than it was.
It
was going to make a bigger difference than it did. Somehow we're going to straighten out everything, and it never really worked. It's a pain in the ass. All right, let's talk to Lee. Lee?
Yes.
You're 21. What's up?
Yes, I'd like to talk to Dr. Drew.
What's up, Lee?
I am, I'm on probation now, and I was sober for about 2 years, and started using heroin again. I started snorting it, I started shooting it, then I started snorting it.
Really?
And I was wondering, because I don't want to go back to jail, I just wonder if there's any way I could detox myself, if you know any kind of medications I could take.
No, Lee. The heroin, you don't detox outside of a hospital. Even if you could do it yourself, you'd keep chipping heroin. It just doesn't work like that. You have to be in a structured environment. You have to be there for a long time.
How much is heroin these days?
I don't know. How much does it cost these days?
Yeah, but like, how much is enough for a guy like you to get a daily fix?
I only do about a bag a day.
Lee, here's the deal.
Hold on. $20?
Yeah.
Here's the deal about your sobriety. Bad. You were smoking pot that whole time, right?
The whole time when?
That 2 years of sobriety?
No, I was in jail.
Okay. You're not sober. You were incarcerated.
Well, and then I got out, and I was sober for about 2 months.
Yeah, but you weren't in the program. You weren't sober. You just weren't using. And so if you're not in the program... What?
I was doing AA and everything like that.
You had a sponsor?
Yeah. And then I just started back into the thing. But now, I don't have any insurance or anything. And, I don't...
Go to an NA meeting, grab a sponsor, Get somebody to help you out through a tough detox. You may have to cold turkey it on your own. There are non cold turkey ways to detox. There's Buprenex now, and there's methadone and things. But boy, I'm starting to treat people regularly strung out on Buprenex. So watch out for that stuff.
See, right now I'm detoxing myself on with Valiums and Ativan.
Yeah, well, then you're going to get strung out on that.
Valium.
Yeah. Lee, look, Lee, you weren't sober, though. You really have never been in the program.
Maybe put together a week or two. Yeah. Hey, Lee.
Hmm.
So if you go back to jail, how long do you think you'll go back for?
2 years.
2 years. All right.
Yeah. Well, it might not be a bad... I hate to say it, it might be a life-saving move for you, but if not, you've got to find a county-funded bed at a sober living somewhere and get your ass in there.
I know, but let me say this. You know, we end up making prison the county-funded beds.
Right.
Like, hey,
that's
we don't have any money for the county-funded beds that cost 30 grand a year. But we got ones for the $55,000 a year cost to put the guys behind bars. And maybe they can pick up a trade or two, like how to make a spoon into a shiv. And they can get connected in there with the Mexican mafia. It's great. They really pick up a trade. Guys that aren't essentially criminals, they're essentially addicts, and now they get to hang out with the criminals and learn the stock and trade of the criminals.
Good time.
That's great. It makes sense. Hey, but we're tough on these people. I'll tell you who we're tough on. We're tough on the drug addicts. We're tough on gambling. Yeah, that's who we're tough on. Not so much the prescription stuff and the booze, and if you don't count the lottery and stuff, horse racing and pari-mutuel, right? And dogs and stuff like, and Texas Hold'em and pie gowns, stuff like that. Yeah, but the other stuff we're tough on, and it's the same with the drugs. Am I right?
Yeah.
It all makes sense. Listen, can we get a goddamn atheist in office for once? So we just start doing stuff that makes sense. That's it. No room for any policies other than what makes sense. Can't someone run on the what makes sense ticket? And here's the thing. Like, I would just say, it's not my ideas. I hired a bunch of doctors and a bunch of scientists and a bunch of therapists. And we all just figured out what makes sense.
Here's you'd lose. That's sad.
I know.
You could run on that platform. It wouldn't work.
Here's my drug policy. I got together a whole bunch of addiction medicine specialists and scientists and socialists and social workers. And we worked it all out, and that's what we're going to do. Just don't you want to do that? What do you got for NASA? Yeah, just get a bunch of good scientists and mathematicians and stuff and put them together and get a rocket to the moon. Should we just do this with it? We do it. I don't understand why we don't do it. Like, we do it in economics. We do it in the sciences.
We do it in the hard sciences.
We do it in the military.
We feel like it's voodoo in the soft sciences, the social sciences.
It's not that
I know.
Not
I
that
know.
Big a
Believe
deal
me.
To figure it out.
Yeah.
Ugh. Oh, we need a nice pragmatic atheist in there instead of some a-hole who's pretending to be religious. I love when they consult with the clergy and the stuff. I love when Bill Clinton, after one of his multiple BJs, has to talk to his clergy. Well, I did some soul searching. Really? Or are you just just searching your pockets for another quaalude? Please, soul searching. And here's the other thing, too. Then, you know, if you go in as an atheist, you have no excuses. You can't do that. You know, I talked to God, or brought the reverend in, or on Sunday, or we're going to pray for the troops. I don't want anyone praying for the troops. I want them doing whatever is going to be best for the troops other than praying. I don't want praying on anything. I just want them either doing stuff or not doing stuff. Waste of time. Plus, there's no reason these guys couldn't work Sundays. You know what I mean? They have to sit in church all day. And they just want to get the picture coming out of the church, right? They don't actually go. I mean, do you think Bill Clinton, he was an atheist, had to be an atheist. Here's my
very
argument
spiritual man.
With these guys. How
he
can you be
God,
a very
though.
Spiritual man and get BJs?
Saw God then.
He's not a... you're one or the other. If you really believe this crap, if you truly did believe it, how could you act this way? Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, he's a weak man. He's a human flesh.
Listen, all his tards with that. I don't even know what he was. Let's just get a good atheist or maybe agnostic in there.
I did
an
interview with E! Where they built the case very strongly that he was a sex addict.
Yeah, and, he sounds like a sex addict. Yeah. I mean, look, here's the definition of an addict. Drew, definition of addiction.
Continued behavior in spite of consequence.
In spite of consequences. Meaning, first off, you're in the role of the president, and you can't keep it together for a few years until you're out of office, number one. Number two, when he came in, there were the whole trail of allegations and situations and lawsuits and stuff. Like, you knew that you're...
He was on notice.
You're on notice, and here's the deal. Keep your pants up for a couple of years. You go out, and you go out on top. Hey, history's
and
very kind to you.
He could go on a tear then, too. You know what
then
I mean?
Then you just go sick.
Yeah, it wouldn't
you
matter.
Go, you go hit the lecture circuit. You just bang co-eds from here to from Washington to San Diego. That's what you do.
That's a compelling argument then.
But
he was an addict.
Couldn't do it. Just like an addict can't. That's the thing. Like you tell an addict, listen, you do it one more time, you're going in jail. You do it one more time, you're going to divorce. You're going to lose your job, whatever. What's an addict do? What's an addict do? He does it.
And we know he had the family history, which is the other thing that's part of the defining feature. His mom was a morphine addict. He had the trauma.
Sure.
They have horrible physical abuse and violence in the house.
Yeah.
And there you go. That's the recipe for addiction. That's it. That's the recipe.
Yeah. Yeah. But we can turn to Fox News and find out what the truth is. What is that? How come there's no room for that in society?
For truth.
Yeah. A bunch of speculating.
It drives me crazy because it's all journalists asking questions, and they have no training, no theoretical framework to understand the kinds of questions they should be asking. They're just looking for facts from people who don't perceive the facts.
All right. Let's make a pact to get rid of everyone who's not us. I think that's what we're coming down to. Josh,
I'm comfortable.
You're lucky you showed up
tonight. Yeah, tonight.
Could have been David Allen Greer sitting there, and you'd be out.
By the way, Josh is the other Yaley we got on our little squad.
Oh, he's a Yale man. I like that. I was always a Harvard guy. I was always a Valley College guy over in Van Nuys there. But we pulled for Harvard. That was our sister school.
Harvard High School, that is, yeah.
Yeah, Westlake. Over here.
Yeah.
What do you think I was talking about? John?
Yeah?
You're 22?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like your attitude.
What's up, John?
All right. What's up?
I was wondering about my girlfriend. Huh?
What's he doing? There's a carjacking going on in the background.
I'm sorry. I'm at work, guys.
Where do you work?
My girlfriend got a tattoo.
Hold on a second.
Down below her panty line.
John, hold on. You pumping gas?
And I like going down on her, and she likes it when I go down on her, too.
That's just
lame. I'm like a real man.
Yeah.
I keep hearing about all these guys that don't like going down on women on your show.
Yeah, pussies.
And I was wondering how she just got it Saturday, and I was wondering how long before I should possibly go down on her. Because I don't want to hurt her because of her tattoo and stuff.
All right, hold on, Jack. A couple things. What are you doing there?
I'm free now. I already got a truck by.
Yeah, true.
Are you a border patrol? What are you?
I'm a security guard.
Like a loading dock or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And girlfriend got a tattoo on the skin above her vagina or on, like...
Yeah, just above her vagina.
So why are you worried about what you do to the vagina?
It just went rubbing off on his forehead.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well,
yeah, listen, he just wanted to hear his own voice on the radio.
I guess so.
John, you don't have any real problems. You go down on your girlfriend. She got what's the tat of? This is going to be good. Butterfly?
No, she got a heart moon with a stripe through it with some stars on it.
No, Lucky Charms box.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it's really cool.
I had a girlfriend that had the Fruity Pebbles box on there for a while.
Yes. Yeah. It could have been the Trix Rabbit, too.
That's a great cereal, isn't it? It's got marshmallows in it. It's for breakfast. Really? Marshmallows. Really, right? Nothing else? How about we just take lard, make it a ball, and we roll it in marshmallows. Kids can eat that. Wash down with some chocolate milk. And then we just get an IV of Hershey syrup.
Bring it on.
Put them right in there. Yeah.
What's the marketing plan going to be?
I liked when Reese's peanut butter cups came out with their breakfast cereals. Like, really? Really? How about a plate of ribs? How about some rib cereal? just baby back ribs. Just you don't use milk. You use barbecue sauce. Really? I like people go, hey, Reese's peanut butter cups. It's cereal. Oh, okay.
And the kids love it.
Yeah. Why don't we just empty the Reese's cups into a bowl and up? I understand, like, free market and all that kind of stuff, but once in a while when Coke makes a good campaign for Coke for breakfast and Reese's, like, I want to go, okay, Phyllis, now you're pushing. You're pushing too hard now.
They become Coke for tobacco breakfast. Companies.
Yeah. Cigarettes for breakfast. Yeah. Coke. You know what you do with the Coke? Here's how you take it for breakfast. You dump it on the Reese's cereal.
Of course.
And then you just pull the marshmallows out of the Lucky Charms. You put that on top of that. That's fine. That's right.
But they're not too far off with the Reese's because...
You keister cube of butter.
Most of those cereals are just concentrated carbohydrates. You might as well just concentrate
sugar. You might as well just eat the eat the peanut butter sugar cereal. Just,
that's the reality.
Well, how bad do you have to be as a parent to go out and buy the Reese's peanut butter cup cereal for the kids?
Yeah.
It's a pretty weak parent, yeah? Yeah.
Yeah.
What parent's worse, that one or the Sunny D parent?
Sunny D's worse.
That's Sunny Delight.
Yeah, Sunny D's worse.
That is the, you know how Mountain Dew is the nectar of the tards?
Mm-hmm.
That is the nectar of the adolescent tard.
Mm-hmm.
The preteen tard to me. It's
tard to be.
Tard to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get them started on the Sunny D. Which,
I don't even know what is Sunny D exactly?
Sunny Delight is it's what stupid people think is orange juice.
It's a juice-like.
It says drink on
orange drink.
Whenever you see drink, that's a bad sign.
Right, like when cheese is spelled with a Z.
Yeah. You see the Z, you see the drink, that's a bad sign. And yeah, it's just basically, it's just a bunch of corn syrup and orange dye number 5 mixed into some sort of god-awful compote that only retarded people respond to. Like normal, healthy, intelligent people take a swig of that stuff and immediately goes flying out of their mouth.
I'll tell you a story.
SpaghettiOs is the other thing.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Like if anyone takes a bite of that, doesn't immediately spit it at whoever spooned it to them is a retard.
My sister loved those growing up.
Of course.
But yeah, growing up. But then then her 6th birthday came around and she moved on.
Fair enough.
Right. What's up, Drew?
A reveal. I did Wheel of Fortune in 1982.
Really?
A friend of mine went on and won a car, and I thought, oh, this guy can go? I can do that.
Bro, I'd love to see tape of that.
I would, too. I guess it was 1984, when I got my ass kicked.
Really?
And got about 40 liters of Sunny Delight. It's a floor wax.
Were they trying to kill you?
Yeah, it's a
Yeah, it's like, forget about parting gifts. I'm being punished now.
Yeah.
I got to schlep all this Sunny Delight home.
Yeah.
40?
It was some ungodly amount.
Because you got a year supply.
Yeah, it was just a huge amount of Sunny Delight.
A year supply is one bottle. I had to keep it in the garage.
No, my year supply is a thimble full of that poison for me. All right, and what you had to drink it all though?
No, I had to dispose of it though. I had to make sure it didn't get thrown in the trash. I had to dispose of it.
Who'd you give it to?
I can't remember. I remember giving it away though.
Well, you can't just throw that stuff down the gutter. That ends up in the bay. You got to call hazmat to come in and collect it with the paint, solvents and that kind of stuff. No, don't just dump it down the sink.
There's a bunch of fishes come up floating up the ocean.
Right. Oh my God! One day I'm just gonna come up with a list of tarred food, tarred sustenance. Sunny D's going to be right up there. Now, maybe there's some booze you could mix with it. And by the way, that's how you know it's horrible stuff, because no one's even figured out a way to dump booze in it and make it tolerable. You know, that Red Bull's horrible tasting stuff. They figured out a booze drink. They figured out booze with almost everything. 7-Up, Coke, everything's got a booze to it. But Sunny D, they can't even figure that one out.
1984.
All right.
Think about that.
Sunny D and lacquer thinner. That's my drink.
Yeah, it's good.
True.
Think about that.
A year supply. And by the way, you're a bachelor, right?
Yeah.
So you got 70 gallons of Sunny D and a 55-gallon drum of Mop and Glow.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I lived in a condo with a little, 8x8 square.
In the kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah, 8x8 square linoleum floor in the kitchen for the Mop and Glow.
70.
Only made, 6x6.
Yeah, ton of Mop and Glow for your kitchen. Fantastic. All right. That's
Wheel of Fortune. Wheel of effing fortune.
Pay anything for that tape.
Me too.
So, Laura?
Hey, what's up?
Remember that was back in the day. If you were going to be on TV, you just had to watch real hard that day. There's nothing you could do about it. There's no way to capture it. There's no tapes or anything.
There's no recording.
Just stare at it real hard. Hope you memorized it. Go ahead, Salora.
Whenever I get close to a guy, I end up pushing him away, and I want to know why I do that.
Well, it means that maybe sometimes around 18 to 22, that's sort of a protective mechanism. You kind of have a healthy impulse not to get too involved. Sometimes it's a problem with intimacy. If you had somebody that died on you, or your dad was distant, or some your relationships have meant vulnerability has meant pain rather than intimacy, as intimacy approaches, naturally enough, you avoid it.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me ask you a hypothetical, Salora. You have to drink a tumbler of either Sunny D or Mop and Glow. What do you go with?
That's why they send them together.
Maybe. No, maybe you mix them. Yeah, you cut it.
No, but
you chase it.
Both drinks.
You chase the Sunny D with the Mop and Glow. Yeah.
There was something else, like some crazy game.
Salora? Well, you get the home.
No. It was something way weirder.
But that home game is the world's worst
game. No, it didn't even get the home game.
Oh.
Something weirder. Can't remember.
But the home game is.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you sucked on TV, you can suck at home. And you can remember every time you suck in your living room now when you're playing this game. Because this is all you got.
Oh, I got my ass kicked. The wheel went against me.
All right. What the hell was Solora talking about? Yeah, the wheel had it in for you, Drew. Hey, Solora.
Uh-huh.
Did your dad die or anything like that?
No. My parents are still happily married. The only thing I can think of is my mom has Huntington's disease.
Mm.
So I don't know if that's affecting anything in, like, my relationship-wise.
Is it all Huntington's chorea, or is it just Huntington's and then there's Huntington's chorea?
It's all the same.
It's all the same one.
Yeah, Huntington's disease manifests with a chorea.
All right.
Which it means a movement like this, choreiform movement.
Oh, really?
That's what chorea is. This is chorea.
Chorea's like Tai Chi?
Kind of, yes.
Well, you got to get her some nunchucks.
It's not always so fluid looking. Sometimes it can be very...
Okay, so chorea just means that movement.
Large abnormal...
Why is it chorea?
That's the name for it. Mm. That's probably some Latin derivative.
C or K?
C-H.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. All right, Solora, could that have freaked around?
Well, it's a freaky thing. Have you been tested, Solora?
No, I'm going to get tested in, I think, 2 months.
Anything else going on in terms of psychiatric? You know, if you have that gene, it can manifest in all kinds of interesting ways psychiatrically, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, is it possible? I didn't want to think about it.
Well, when do you get? Why are you waiting to get tested? You have to wait till a certain age or something? I mean,
you have to wait till you're 18. But I just waited because I was too busy this year to. Because it's a long process to get tested, and
it is. How long a process is that?
Huh? Yeah, don't look at me. I have no idea.
Okay.
I imagine it takes a long time, but it doesn't take a lot of your time.
It takes some blood, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it might be a cheek membrane. Is it cheek or blood? Or both, probably. Well, be that as it may, it may be something related to that biology, perhaps. It may be something related to, you know, being sort of affected by taking care of a parent with chronic illness.
Because it could be a 19-year-old chick.
And it could be it could be a healthy thing, too.
Yeah.
Because a 19-year-old, it's not time to have long-term intimate relationships yet.
And are you attractive?
I guess I'm above average.
All right.
Good.
Well, that's good.
Guys are coming after you, and that's, you know.
It's also something you do when you know you have
the market.
Back to Josh, but see, when you have a good hand, you know, you see a couple of aces in the hand, you're
ready to play.
Absolutely. Ready to play, yeah. And you're choosy, and you should be at 19. And by the way, you could just get three guys who you probably, you know, in a row who you probably shouldn't be with.
Yep.
They were smart. But go get tested for that Huntington's chorea.
Mm-hmm.
Chorea's the movement.
Choreiform, yep.
Wow.
Chorioathetoid is really what it's
real
called.
Doctor or love doctor? All right.
Yeah, what kind of doctor would I be? No, seriously, what kind?
You're a therapist, right?
Right.
All right, Josh Molina here tonight from the West Wing and also from the Celebrity Poker Showdown. Says me and Drew are going to be on it, but
we won't hold our breath.
We'll
have
a radio table.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Radio table. Us sitting there with Tom Likas.
Yeah.
Blah.
All right. And Imus.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, yo. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Josh Molina's here tonight from Celebrity Poker Showdown, which is on Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock on Bravo, and, of course, the West Wing. West Wing, I'm convinced that Martin Sheen, many people think he's the president.
I know, it's true.
I'm assuming that.
It's true.
I was talking about it with Jimmy, who was calling me nuts, but I think he could run for president and do decently, just by virtue of the fact, like, I think a lot of people would go, yeah, let's keep him in for a second term.
You're probably right.
I think there's enough
Stranger
people.
Stranger things have happened.
Yeah, and I think he should run like he's running on a second term.
Right.
He wants
just
to be reelected. To be reelected.
See
how long that lasts.
That's a good idea.
It'd be a bold strategy, but it just might work.
It's just crazy enough to work.
And he's now. Wait a minute. Now, West Wing is coming in on what year? Fifth year?
This is season 5. Yeah,
season 5. So
it's time for re-election.
Well, yeah. I mean, there is going to be. It's one of those. Now, is it one of those TV math things? Like you
of
know,
course,
like
whatever they want.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, it's unclear whether they'll try to go beyond 8.
The kids get to be in high school for 13 seasons.
Rugrats are still babies.
That's animated. But all right, yeah. Do they?
TV's TV.
Yeah, I don't know if they make timelines, if they talk about first term, second term, re-election.
I don't know. Well, on the show, I'm now working for the vice president. Oh. So I'm hoping they do have a plan.
Right.
For, yeah, a new administration. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Get you up there.
Either that or I'm being written off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's proud. Yeah. Okay. That's all right. You got that thing on Bravo.
Exactly.
He's not on camera, though. Jennifer?
Hi.
You're 23?
Yes, I'm 23.
What's up?
Well, I recently met my online boyfriend. I guess he is kind of my online boyfriend. He's from Vancouver. I'm from North Carolina.
How'd you meet?
We met on a website.
And he came all the way up to North Carolina?
Well, yeah, we knew each other on the website for about a year and a half.
Where in North Carolina are you?
I'm actually on the Outer Banks. Mm-hmm. So I'm far east as I can be.
Wilmington or something?
Do what?
Is it Wilmington where we were?
I don't know. I'm picturing a raft with a lantern.
No, it is an island. It's not Wilmington. So he came down. We had a really good time. He's really great. He was really artistic. Everything was just wonderful about him. Uh-uh. Such a beautiful person on the inside. Mm-hmm. After he was here for
what about the outside?
What's the outside?
The outside was wonderful too. It was you know, when you meet somebody online, it's everything on the inside is what counts. The outside doesn't matter. He was here for 2 weeks.
We need to interpret that for a second, Jennifer. Hold on.
Jennifer's saying she ain't the belle of the ball.
I see. She wants the outside not to matter.
Right.
Okay.
All right. And there's a lot of outside of you, right?
No, really. Actually, there's
not. Big outside? Not the ass? Not a big outside of the ass? Eh? No? No? All right. Now, you're an attractive woman.
I think I am.
Uh-oh. He's your delusional, semi-attractive woman. He's an attractive man, and everything's working out. But what's the problem?
I got pregnant on depo, which is actually my main question would be, I was totally under the impression that was pretty much not possible.
Are you overweight?
No. I'm slightly. I weigh 155, and I'm 5'5". So
radio math. Way. Hold on.
Delusional radio math.
Delusional radio math. Internet radio math. 5'5", 150 or 155? 155. 155. Drew?
Yeah.
What's 3 times 11?
33.
Okay. I got 5'3" and a Smurf's ass hair. That's a construction lingo there.
336?
Yeah, it's strong 5'3", heavy 5'3". Not a weak 5'3". And 169 4 ounces. Yeah. All right.
9'4".
All right.
That's 5. Oh, that's 4. I beg your pardon, I meant 3.
All right. Here we go. Jennifer.
Yes.
Okay, so now you're pregnant.
Right.
So were you 3 months into that particular shot, or were you just how far into the shot were you?
About a month and a half.
So, and were you bleeding or not bleeding?
No bleeding. I don't ever bleed on depo.
Don't bleed in the shot. Had you missed the shot at all? You've been on time with it?
On time every 3 months for about 3 years now.
Well, the one thing that people have been increasingly concerned with is about the women that are not, that may be a little bit above the sort of average body weight.
Oh, we were just talking about this.
Now, I don't know that the depo Provera type shots are ones we particularly worry about. The ones I've read about are more concerned with the estrogen.
But it's like if you're going to dart a koala bear, you don't need that much. But if you're going to hit a rhino,
you better,
up the dose.
Dose up, yeah.
But dose up.
Yeah.
Or that baby will keep charging.
You get pregnant.
You know what I would like? We'll get back to Jennifer in a second. I love watching the tranquilizers kick in the animal kingdom and the rhinos fall over, stagger a couple steps toward the outback van and then fall over. I like the animals. I like that stage right when they tip over. Not much good once they fall asleep, but it's fun when they start getting grounded. The bear falls off the tree.
Good TV.
I'd like to just watch it. I just like to watch animals getting high and falling over. Once in a while, there's some pig that ate some fermented loquats or something. It's all high and jacked up, but especially when they've been darted. And the bigger the animal, the better. Rhinos and hippos and stuff, they start falling over. I can watch hours of that. Why don't you work on that for Bravo?
I will.
When animals fall over. Yeah?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Why don't cops use those things?
Yeah, I
why don't they shoot?
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's I think there's
legal issues.
Legalities,
of course,
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Things
they,
that make sense.
They can beat the hell out of them with a maple stick, but you couldn't dart them.
No.
That wouldn't be right. And the pepper spray, depending on how much angel dust you have in you, it just seems to actually enhance your anger.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just...
Ramp it up a little bit.
Yeah. It's you become aggravated and agitated. Jennifer?
Yes.
All right. So you're going to... Well, now, what about this guy? You had a great time. How long were you with him?
He was here for 2 weeks. I've known him for about a year and a half.
So what's going to happen now with this pregnancy?
Well, he doesn't believe it's his. It's wonderful that he's being terrible about the whole thing.
I thought he was a beautiful person.
I did, too.
Yeah.
I did, too.
I don't think he was so beautiful in the first
place. By the way, were you guys having a beautiful online relationship? You spent a magical 2 weeks together. And I'm imagining he's banging the bejesus out of you nonstop for those 2 weeks. Yes?
The last few days of it, yeah.
Yeah, and then
the first few days begging.
That was some built-up love.
Yeah.
Okay, how come he doesn't believe it's his kid?
I have no idea.
Because he's an ass.
Because he's a bad guy.
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah. But he's not a beautiful guy.
He's very far away. I think that he's immature about it.
He's very far away from reality.
Yet you can't let go of that he's a beautiful guy on the inside crap? This is what the internet does. It just builds fantasy into a structure that is fixed.
Right. And then
so whatever the reality is makes no difference.
Some horny Canuck comes over after a year and a half, bangs you every which way but loose, and then goes back to Canada and then denies that he's gotten you pregnant. And by the way, I'm sure he had vicious sex with you for day upon day. I mean, why wouldn't it be his kid? And by the way, you've been talking to the guy on the internet for a year and a half. Is there an ex-husband or somebody floating around that he can point a finger to?
No, absolutely not.
Do you live on an island? Are there other guys on the island?
Yeah, so it's like, whose kid is it?
Nobody's but his.
Well, he's in denial. He's
it's an insidious thing about the internet.
He's accusing me all over the website and calling me dirty names, making up names. They're wonderful.
Oh, this guy's a psychopath.
Yeah, let me just
beautiful.
What's going
beautiful
on
the inside. Beautiful.
Jennifer's just white trash. Who got and she feels bad. She got hooked up with some guy who's an asshole, and she's making a fairy tale out of the whole thing. And this is listen. You don't have to have the guy come in from Canada or get on the internet. You can go down to the next trailer and find this. Yeah, when a guy knock you up and deny it's his kid and start slurring your name around town, just do it with the guy down who works at the Arco station, you know? You don't have to go across the border for this. Jennifer?
Hi.
How about giving the kid up for adoption?
Please?
Maybe. I don't want to.
Good girl. Then you go from...
Give the kid up for adoption.
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't made a decision on that yet.
Yeah, I know. But we'll make
the kid
a chance for you.
Give the kid a chance.
I mean, I have a good job. I make good money. And
yeah, he or she needs two parents and that are stable and ready. And you're 23. Come on.
No, one quick second. Let's define good money for just 1 second. What's the over under? Over under is $11.25 an hour.
$19.50. Oh, an hour.
An hour.
Yeah.
Over under $11.25.
Yeah.
All right, Jennifer.
Yes.
How much you make an hour?
How much do I make an hour? $12.75.
Oh, damn!
I was gonna say $12.50.
Yeah. All right. That's not a good living.
It's not a bad living for where I live.
It's not a bad living. Yeah.
For you, for one person, that won't pay for the diapers.
It's not. Yeah, it's not bad when people are paying you to live in your apartment, but it's not going to be good with the kid. And plus, he's got this bad Canadian blood in him. He's got that Alan Thicke blood running through him. I give the kid up for adoption. And just meet a guy. There's nothing wrong with you.
Right.
Stay away from that internet.
What?
Huh?
I thought he was a good guy.
Yeah, well, your judgment isn't so good.
Yeah. Apparently not.
No. All right. But that doesn't make you a bad person. It just makes you a bad judge.
Your judgment in real life may be better than across the web. People get these fantasies about who the people are that are in their own head and have no reflection or very minimal reflection of reality that they don't let reality... they aren't bothered with reality when it actually comes to bear.
She thought they were a year and a half into their relationship.
Right. But not as a relationship with a great guy.
Right.
Great guy, and introduces him to us as that.
Right. In fact, she was meeting a stranger.
Stranger who's a psychopath, who's being horrible to her, yet won't let go of the nice guy that she
And even better, put it this way, you're much better online than you are in real life. But I just mean,
You can put whatever you want out there.
Yeah, you're not only do you not, here's what I'm saying, is not only do you not know the person, you know a different person.
Right.
You're putting forth something.
That's right.
Else.
You built something in your head, and that's the one you are having the relationship with, not the real one.
Oh, you bitches are so lucky I can't type. Because it would be huge.
Be game on.
With my imagination.
You'd be.
Oh, man, I'm having lining up around the block. That's right. Elizabeth?
Yes.
You're 18?
Yes.
Yeah. See, here's what I'm not going to learn to type. Then they put things in the alphabet order.
I know.
You know? Yeah. It's like Q, W, E. What's this one?
That's an R.
That's an R. And then T. What? And then A? Come on. It goes all the way across. It's not like A, B, C. The A and the C are like far apart. The B is even further from the A than the C.
The hideous thing, though, it can't be changed.
We got to change it. We got to put them in order, man. Yeah. I mean, I guess you go to that place where they keep the books. What's that place?
Bookstore.
Yeah.
Library?
Yeah, they lend them to you.
That's
people borrow books.
They don't do that. Weird. No one does that.
It's not like they're tools or something. They borrow books. All right. Anyway, Libbeth. What's up?
Well, me and my 24-year-old boyfriend have been together for about a month and a half now, and we're both in early recovery. I have 5 months sober, and he has three.
Okay, well, now, Elizabeth.
What?
What is that all about?
What? Relationship in early recovery?
What's the first rule of your treatment?
No killing your sponsor. For the first year.
That's right. Oh. And especially not to newcomers. That guarantees failure, guarantees relapse.
Well, right. You guys didn't know each other before?
No, I live in a clean and sober house, and he does too. This is his fourth clean and sober house. He's relapsed like 30 times since he was 18.
Well, he's going to take you down this time. He's going to take you with him this time. You're the one, you're the life preserver he's going to hang on to as he
sinks. Right. Well, he's very codependent, and so am I. I've been in like six relationships since I've been sober, and...
Well, that's more than Elizabeth. That's more than codependency, right?
It is.
That's six relationship in 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little more than codependency. That's a little chaos. Do you have a psychiatric diagnosis?
I've been diagnosed with manic depression.
And borderline?
No.
No. And so the bipolar, is that being treated properly now?
No. Okay, I don't take anything. I refuse to.
All right. Well,
don't listen to the man, baby.
Yeah.
And by the way, your plan is working. To perfection so far.
Yeah, it's perfect.
I mean, nothing great. In and out of relationships and rehab.
I don't want to put myself on a medication that's...
Elizabeth?
Yes?
What's the first rule also? Beyond not... What's the first, the ultimate rule that you've completely disregarding in recovery?
Oh, wait a minute. I know what it is. Something about Fight Club.
That's
if you don't talk about Fight Club.
That's right.
Yeah. Is that it?
What is the first rule? And it has nothing to do with not putting things in your mouth. What's the first thing you have to do? Very, very fundamental, most important thing you got to do to get sober.
I'm not really sure. I didn't really too much pay attention in treatment.
True. As usual, tell everybody what
you have to surrender, and you have to follow directions. And you're a non-surrendered addict.
Yeah.
And at that point, you're in relapse. And
right.
So it's just a matter of time before you put things in your mouth and start using.
I have come up with a lot of problems with, you know, my clean and sober house being put on a contract because I my using behaviors come out more than others. And
you're non-surrendered. You also must be a trauma survivor, right? Something happened to you growing up?
Yes. My father left when I was months old, and he abused my mom. And
I'm sure things even worse happened to you.
All right, so listen. Elizabeth.
So you got it. You've got to let go. Plus,
you're a chick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so you're 18, you're a chick, you don't know anything. So just quiet down and listen to the experts.
Okay.
Then people are trying to help you. Let's give it up. Let it go. That's fine. You do what they tell you to do because they know.
That's it. That's all you have to do to get well.
Yeah.
That's it. But the problem is that the powerlessness she experienced in childhood was so painful, so overwhelming, she can't let go.
Yeah.
That's the conundrum in recovery.
Let me explain what stupid is, by the way. Stupid is not knowing the answer. Everyone doesn't know the answer to plenty of stuff. It's not listening to people that know the answer. That's what stupid is. See, you can be stupid and then talk to the right people and go, hey, what's up? How do we do this? How do we take care of this? And listen to those people. You'll be just as smart as they are. You'll just be doing what they tell you to do. You'll get all the collective years of wisdom and education and schooling and all the textbooks and everything they read right into your skinny little 18-year-old brain. But you start fighting with them, then you get nothing.
Right.
And by the way, the whole fighting thing, it never pans out.
No.
Never.
Well, don't listen to the man. Adam, you think you're the man, don't you, Adam?
Yeah. And let me tell you,
you
something,
think
by
you
the
know.
Way.
You're the boss of
nobody,
me.
Nobody has to listen to the man. It's just you guys F up so much, the man eventually comes in and starts talking. It's not like you're just going through college, tra-la-la-la-la, pulling, getting on the dean's list, getting A's, and volunteering down at the senior center. The man has to intervene.
I beg to differ. The man doesn't intervene with anybody more than, like, doctors and people that are highly trained. That's where the man's really having a field day. I got news for you.
All right. Well, Drew may be right, but again, he's not a real doctor. He's just a love doctor. All right, Josh Molina here tonight from the West Wing and Celebrity Poker Showdown. Take a quick break. Be right back. Hey, everybody. Love Line. Well, Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Josh Molina's here tonight from the West Wing and also from Celebrity Poker Showdown. Yeah.
Tuesday nights.
Tuesday nights. On Bravo. All righty.
Let's take a Germany or Florida from Brian.
Oh, phone screener Brian. Where is he?
He's going to just, I think, jump on the mic here.
Okay. Phone screener Brian?
Yes, indeed.
What's happening, buddy?
Long time no see, fellas.
Yeah, I miss you.
Yeah.
He's one of the good ones.
Hey, I got a Germany or Florida for you.
All right.
It is pretty darn good. A man confessed on Wednesday, this happened a couple of weeks ago, to killing and eating a willing victim he met over the internet. Now, here's what happened. He placed an ad on the internet to find a willing victim to be cannibalized and videotaped.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy agreed to it. He said he got thousands of people, quote, seeking to fulfill their desires to eat humans or be eaten via internet advertisements.
Right.
He kept the skull in plastic bags of flesh in his freezer. He ate about 44 pounds of the flesh, destroying it bit by bit,
et cetera. Okay.
One person? He killed, well, he ate one person.
One guy that they know of, and that's the one he's standing trial for.
Now, I'm going to have to pull out because I know the answer to this.
Oh, you've heard this one.
Well, because I sit there at the writer's meeting at Jimmy's show every day, and a lot of the stuff pops
I would
up.
Think if...
But
if,
now, wait a second. I think there's a part that Brian may be leaving out, which is the guy ate part of himself before he was then consumed by the other guy.
Ooh, I didn't see that part.
So the guy that was eaten had already been eating himself.
They cut a part off of him
together
and cooked it up and ate it before he...
Oh, no, wait, you're right. And yeah, the part is his member.
Oh, well, we heard this.
If you're going sick, you gotta go super sick, right?
I guess.
I mean, you're not going to use your small finger or something.
Don't do it halfway.
Eat the penis. You go for the brass ring. And let me ask this, too. Did the other guy kill the other guy, or did he have him kill himself, you know, for legal purposes?
Here's what it says. He, quote, killed him with a kitchen knife in the, quote, slaughtering room he had built containing meat hooks, a cage, and a butcher's table.
So he had
set up the room especially for this.
All right, but we can't judge.
It's a cultural thing. Walk a mile.
Here's what happened.
Eventually, the victim lost consciousness, and the man killed him with a knife. He hung the corpse up and cut it, filming the process. And they're going to show the film in the trial.
Oh, that's going to be great to be on the jury of that trial, watching that macabre film. All right, fellas, what is it, Germany or Florida?
Florida. I think we would have heard about this more if it actually were Florida.
That's why I was going to say Germany.
All right, I'll go Germany.
Germany?
And Adam, go ahead and break it to him.
Germany.
Okay.
There you go.
That's great.
God bless you, Brian.
Yeah, good time.
Wonderful. The feel-good story of the night, by the way. Pleasant dreams to everyone. All right, thanks, buddy. We'll see you in another couple of years. All right.
You don't need to put him on hold.
I don't know what I do with it. I like to put everyone on hold.
In life, yes. I noticed you flicking that index finger when you're talking to people.
Yeah, I do. I'm talking to my mom. I'm in the same room. I'm like... and now we're going to your grandmother's. We're going to your grandmother's house now. What do you have Thanksgiving? What's wrong with this thing? I got to get that hold button worked out for people in real life, Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a Shangri-La I would be living in. Jim.
Yeah.
You're 22.
Yes.
What's up?
A little over a year and a half ago. A couple buddies and I started taking those the penis enhancement pills.
What are those?
You do the stretches, and it grows. It really, I don't know if it was the pill that did the work or the stretching that did, because that was brutal. But
stretching, you use a weight, right?
Just your hands. You just pull on it, for 5-10 minutes.
Oh, that's good times. That's what Adam does all the time.
Until you come. I never get 10 minutes.
On me.
I get about 6 tugs in, and I'm done.
What is... in these pills?
I have no idea. I had never really looked. Yohimbe bark, something
a little
else.
Speed and a little nothing, sugar. Yeah, and nothing.
Just, yeah. Yeah, maybe just gives you some erection.
Just yank your dong.
And
then they say steady pressure. Put a steady pressure on it.
Yeah.
Oh, how'd you know, Adam? How'd you know?
I don't know if it's like tugging on it or yanking on it.
All right, so what's the question?
Straight pull and hold. Right. Since I stopped taking them, it doesn't get completely hard anymore. It doesn't have the oomph it used to.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, this is what I've always said about that stretching stuff. I can't believe the stretching doesn't sort of leave you kind of stretched, not quiescent. Yeah.
Yeah, ended up looking like a native that put a plate in his lip
exactly.
The size of a hubcap,
exactly.
You know? It's so you take it out and the thing just falls down to their chest.
So don't think it's so much the pills as much as the stretching having
just
done this.
Knock it off, guys.
Yeah.
And by the way, this is going to be great when you get liver cancer. Yeah. You know, and they're like talking to your parents. Mr. and Mrs. Jones, your son, first off, he's got about 4 months to live with if we don't find a suitable donor. Second, a bunch of dong hardening pills I bought at the Army surplus store. Other than that, he was healthy. So he killed himself essentially trying to get a boner. It's great. It's great. You just send away for this crap and you just take it. Really? How stupid can you be, everybody? Stop it. And who's this for? And I believe that guys who try to make their dick longer say it's for them. But it's for them, like they want to proactively do. You know how crazy people pick at themselves and grab their junk all the time? Retarded guys are always flapping around their nuts and stuff.
Yes.
That's what this is.
Yeah, so they also, it's just self-esteem problems. They got to feel better. I got to make myself more, bigger, better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. All right.
Time. There we go.
All right. We'll be back. Hey. All righty then. Well, there's the show. Josh, God bless you.
Thank you.
You're fantastic.
Right back at you.
We'll see him again
smiling,
when we're on the poker
away.
Show.
Not a troublemaker. No, we'll not.
We'll not see him there?
No, Bravo.
He'll be there. He'll be there.
Bravo has standards.
Oh, that's right.
They're
that's
not
right.
gonna. They're gonna have that. They're not gonna have us on the show.
Do you guys play cards?
Sure.
Huh? We do. Yeah.
No.
I mean, no.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. See, I could be bluffing. I could be bluffing.
You're good. You're good.
He doesn't know.
You're wrong.
He doesn't know.
You're on.
He doesn't know. I wear blue blockers and a visor.
You're on.
Celebrity Poker Showdown on Bravo Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock, and of course the West Wing Wednesday nights on NBC, 9 o'clock. And so until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.